Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is the 29th of January, 2022. Welcome all our wonderful affiliates from all over the country. We love having you here. This is a three-hour show every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time with Denise Dirks, myself, Frederick Penny, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter, three-time nominated, Emmy-nominated producer. Cal Hunter, we love you and appreciate you, Cal, for all you do for us. The man with
never
experience.
Never a winner.
Listen to this, though, Cal. I haven't told you this. I haven't had time to talk to you.
Okay.
I was in the capital of California, Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
And I was talking, no, and then I, from there, went to another kind of, you know, city I'm not going to mention. And I went to lunch with a bunch of brokers, as in like, you know, commercial brokers. And
oh,
they're
yeah.
very well-known people, very prominent. And I brought your name up, and this is no lie, Cal. They said, the Cal Hunter. He goes, and I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, the guy that was the news anchor for NBC, CBS, whatever it was.
ABC, yeah.
ABC for years. He goes, he was very... very popular and very, very well-known celebrity. And
back
said,
in the day.
What? Back, he goes, back in the day, everywhere he went, everybody knew him. Was that true, Cal?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In that market. You know, any
yeah,
local
California,
market when you're a local TV guy. Yeah, everybody knows you.
Wow, I didn't realize you were such a stud.
In such a small market, it was pretty easy.
All four of the people listening.
All six people who live there said, I know that guy.
I mean, to be correct and fair, it was the South Pole outpost.
Yeah, it was. But
so,
listen,
yeah.
If you've got an audience,
you got an audience.
And Cal, you got a free few lunches out of that, one or two?
Yes. And if I drank, I could have been a complete alcoholic out of that.
Luckily, you don't drink alcohol.
I don't. That
okay.
Never happened.
All right. But that's Cal Hunter, our
Thank
producer.
You.
Yeah. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. I don't know why I've got the frog in my throat this morning, but let's do the frog talk. So it's okay to be frog talk because it's just radio law talk.
It's radio frog talk. That's what we're going to do?
Radio frog talk.
That's pretty re-deep.
Remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving you any advice.
If you want to reinforce a boat, make sure you rivet. So it's okay.
Cal, you're not fast enough with your hand, Cal, to do the dumb joke again. And he's got to have something to throw out there. Cal, get ready.
Yeah,
with this.
Okay, so let's do it again.
Do the stupid joke again.
I don't remember.
I'll
go talk.
Oh, if you're going to reinforce the side of a boat, you need to rivet.
See, that's Cal. This tells you how good our show is. We got a bunch of old dudes and a beautiful young lady. And Cal's so slow at the draw, he forgets to hit the button to do something. So we're
like, I'm not going to lie. I research bad dad jokes to torture my kids, and it does bleed over into the show. I apologize in advance.
And that's okay. And if you did it, you could
show me the magnet.
There you go.
Yeah, we do have the best kitty bumps in the country. You're no doubt.
Yeah, no.
We're going to talk about Rust today, New York mask mandates, and the vax rules. I know that came out earlier this week, but we're going to touch on that. You guys, I know when you saw what we're talking about today, I know what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is passed away. Bless her soul.
Yes.
But she's in the news, and we're going to talk about why and what makes me happy. Kelly Clarkson's divorce, man, that thing never, ever ends. But we've got Denise Dirks here, the family law attorney. She's going to talk about divorce, and she's going to talk about Kelly Clarkson's divorce. And then we've got a huge slew of other stuff to discuss, but we really, there's just too much to talk about. Remember, we're the most exciting, entertaining, and informative show on earth. And if you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. And we love your wonderful emails and appreciate them. And a lot of you...
Did you say Ruth Bader Ginsburg? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Woo. Why are they doing that? If you haven't listened to Radio Law Talk, she's her and I had a thing going.
Yep.
Well, it does involve a seance now that she's dead, but they still have this thing going.
She and I, man, we're friends.
Fred Penny bought a Ouija board so he could talk to Ruth Bader
Ginsburg. But it's still considered a toy by Milton Bradley.
Yes, no, it is.
Those of you who don't know what's going on, I have met her. I was sworn in the Supreme Court to argue before the United States Supreme Court. We had a little brunch afterwards with her. There was a small group of us, and I got to be with her, and I just it was a very interesting meeting with her. And the difference between her and Robert, I met them both, got to talk to them, and man, there's a night and day difference. You know, Roberts was kind of laid back, kick back, hey man, what's up? And then she was, I swear it was the Queen of England walking in. I'm not kidding. If you had a video, it'd be like she was the Queen of England. Not because she was, you know, stuck up, but she was a proper, prim person. Her white gloves, she was the size of a peanut. I mean, a peanut's like bigger than that, you know? She just own the stage.
Dignity, in, grace, presence.
Yeah, it was. It's like old. It just felt like I was in old England.
Yeah.
And we're upstairs in the East Wing, which is the very top of the United States Supreme Court. They have an area where we can have breakfast. They have a cool little open
patio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a patio area, and it's at the very top of the Supreme Court.
What did they feed you for lunch at the Supreme Court?
Well, it was actually pretty good. We had breakfast first, and breakfast was like just scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, you know, just the typical
hotel fare. Yeah,
kind of, but it was nice. I'm going to say it was a out of a 10, it was probably a solid 6 to 7, so it wasn't bad. But I grew up on a 1, so that was good for me.
You know, if I had a dime for every time I heard that description.
Well, that's what they described Todd as, a 1.
I'm a solid 5.
If she's blind.
On a scale of 1 to 15. But keep going.
If she's blind.
If she's blind, has poor eyesight, bad sense of smell, you know.
Yes.
I may have a chance. Go, Fred, keep going. Did she speak with a British accent?
No, she didn't.
All right, I'll just check in.
But she was very quiet.
Now, Frederick, I shall send you a raven.
Go on.
She was very, listen, this is important. She was very proper, very quiet, right, and didn't say much. But she just kind of, you know, it was like as she walked in, they had an assistant with her, right? Follow me.
Yes.
And then took pictures with her. And it was funny because there was a lawyer friend of ours. There was about 15 of us maybe that took over the stage, and we're still friends, and it's this wonderful woman lawyer that I'm good friends with, and she's out of Idaho, and she and I got to know her more while we got, you know, we were in Washington D.C., and it's like she just like, whoo, I hope she doesn't listen to my show. I don't think she listens to my show. Whoo, just like attacked her, like, and talked to her and jabbered with her, and it's like everyone's like and like she took the whole time with her. So,
well, she's an icon for women.
And I get that, but there was more women than her. Just so you know, Denise, she wasn't the only woman.
But I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is an icon for women because back in 1973, she fought so hard for us to be able to have our own credit.
Right.
Do you realize that up until 73, women had to buy a house with a man? They could never do it themselves.
Well, it should be vice versa. I don't think a man should be able to get one without the woman being in charge. I think it should just flip, right?
I never really understood until later in life how come my mom, as soon as I turned 18, said, "You're getting credit. We're going to go out. We're going to get you a Les Schwab account so you can get tires for your car."
Really?
And I had my first credit.
And that's what she kind of paved the way in as
yes,
a Supreme Court judge.
Yes, absolutely.
She went to Harvard.
And it was your mom's way of saying, "I'm tired of buying tires for your car. That's it. I'm done."
It was.
You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg went to Harvard first, and then I didn't know she transferred to Columbia and finished in Columbia. Because she talks about Harvard.
Oh,
But, you know, you're going to find out what we're going to talk about her, but there's some interesting things about Harvard and what we're going to discuss about the Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So we're going to come back. We're actually going to get into the meat of these things. We're going to do a case or no case, then jump right into Rust. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. This is coming up on 5 years. Stick with us.
This is Radio Law Talk, and it's on RadioLawTalk.com free. You can stream the show anytime or any of our previous episodes at no charge. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Todd and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I think bread's the best. Todd, not so much.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. Again, I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We've got Cal Hunter, who brings up the case or no case to us. And this he tries to stump us. So let's roll with this case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah!
You know, they say there are no great successes without...
He said they say.
Yeah, without great failures. Instead of asking Radio Law Talk, just ask Richard Branson of Virgin, the Virgin Company, and of the billionaire space race. Branson has apparently thought he is all that, and he thought that Coca-Cola was just too big, so he decided he would try to take them down with a brand called Virgin Cola. So we cut a deal with Cott Cola of Canada, also the manufacturer of RC Cola, the, you know, the also-ran cola brand, and the private label maker for Sam's Club of Sam Walton fame. Virgin was quickly becoming an empire brand, one that had gained global reputations thanks to the founding of Virgin Atlantic Airways, intercity trains, video games, radio stations. Soon that brand would be used for mobile phones, healthcare providers, and spaceships. But soda, that's a different tune. People don't buy off-brand soda because they like the flavor better. They buy it because it's cheaper, like light beer. So he thought, how can I make this more cheaply and make it like crazy? Virgin Cola became the top seller in England, beat Coca-Cola, and he figured he was on his way to the top. So he invested in taste tests, not an uncommon gimmick. And then he tried to get into the American market. One third-party taste test ranked the drink above Coca-Cola, said it wasn't too sweet like Coke was. And then he got a bottle, a top-heavy bottle modeled after Pamela Anderson. During a dinner with his wife and Pamela Anderson, they discussed the idea of producing a plastic soda bottle that was curved at the top, named the Pammy. True story. The next day, Anderson gave Branson the right to use her body free, which created a lot of press, both good and bad. And then Branson decided to drive through 3 tons of Coca-Cola products in Times Square with a British tank. Well, Coca-Cola said, all right, that's it. That's enough of this guy. Let's do what we can to get him out of business. And Branson said, you can't do that. This is a free country. I can compete against Coke if I want. And so I'm going to start with you, Mr. Kunin. Did Richard Branson get in a dogfight with Coca-Cola? And is that did Coca-Cola try to sue him out of it? Case or no case?
I just want to know if on the Branson Virgin Cola, the irony of a product called Virgin Cola being produced in a Pamela Anderson bottle. I just want to know, did they have the silicone flavoring?
Yes.
Truth
in advertising.
Okay, good.
It was a silicone bottle.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. I'll have the enhanced model. Would you like small, medium, or large? I'll have enhanced.
Yes.
Okay.
Denise is not laughing, by the way.
No, but she's giggling on the inside. She's thinking of a bunch of things that she would want to say that she knows she cannot say on the air.
Fair enough.
So we've got her. And Cal,
we get off the air.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a very interesting story. And it may even be a true story because you went to great lengths, at least twice I counted, to say true story in your description.
Well, the bottle is true. You must have heard of that.
Well, I hadn't, and I thought I would have seen that. But
over and over again.
Knowing myself as I do.
Coke decided to go out and make Tommy Lee their spokesperson. That would just be bad. No case. This might be a true story, but this did not result in a case. I'm going no case on this one.
All right, fair enough. Denise Dirks, what say you in the matter of Richard Branson versus Coca-Cola?
Well, you always do this to me. You have me follow Todd when I'm going to agree with him.
Oh, boy.
It's too detailed. It's fair competition. There's really no case that I could see. They didn't, malign him or do anything like that in the United States. And so I don't see that there's a case out of this at all. So I'm going to have to say no case.
All right. Fair enough. Now, Fred Penny, the man famous for his injury lawyer practice throughout the entire United States. Fred, what do you think about this?
Mainly California.
Okay, but still, yeah.
Yeah, that's Penny Galbraith, Elder Brandon. I'm not shouting him out, but no. Look, this is what irritates me about this. I just want to go the opposite of him, but it doesn't make sense, you know? Because I'm telling you, I probably would have heard of this lawsuit. Now, there's no doubt, I think we're going to all agree this is a scenario.
Absolutely
a scenario, but what I don't get is, okay, this is a dogfight with Coca-Cola. Did they file a lawsuit? That's like,
According to Branson's book called Losing My Virginity, Coke apparently took the threat of Virgin quite seriously and took hyper-aggressive steps to quash his brand. That's the claim made in the book.
Virgin Cola, the soda that didn't even think about it. That's a tagline.
Okay, here's the deal. The answer is, I'm going to say a lawsuit occurred and it settled. And I just am doing that to go the opposite of Todd and Denise so I can see if I can gain points. But look, can I step back just for a second and discuss
this? Sure. You're saying case, but you don't believe it.
Yeah, it's a case and it settles. They drop it somehow and they settle out of court. But here's the situation. It's going to be very difficult unless they're taking your name, your product, your trademark, you know, and I don't see any trademark violations here unless the word cola is not, you know, Coca-Cola can't claim that's them.
But destroying their product in public, you know,
yes.
I mean, you think that's
no,
okay?
They can even do that. But where you can get them probably is on a taste test, because if it's not done properly and if it's kind of, I'm going to say, how do you want to leaned one way or the other and not what's the word?
Unfair.
Anyway.
Slanted.
Slanted, yeah, in some way that is not true, right? Then I think Branson would have a case. So I think that's what happened. It's more than just the running the bottles over. I think it's kind of something else. Anyway, I just mumbled through that for a little while, and I'm feeling
and I thank
good.
You.
I'm feeling good about myself, and you know, I'm just scratching
We're glad
my
you
head.
Feel good about
so you're going case, and there's some kind of settlement, which would mean who wins? Coke? If there's a settlement,
doesn't matter. They don't say it, because a lot of times the settlement nothing comes out, right? They don't tell you. It's a non-disclosure.
And here's the next question. Do you see Virgin Cola on the shelves anywhere?
No, you don't. So
okay.
Happened. Just... All right, we're going to come back, Cal. Cal's got it. That's a good one, Cal. So Denise, Todd, no. Fred, yes.
I see nothing but wanton Pepsi.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up and the answer to case or no case. If you're playing along, I'll give you the answer when we come right back. Don't go away.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful nor'easter of winter version, which is perhaps one of the strongest winter storms in recent history, is heading up the East Coast. After dropping a fair amount of snow on the Mid-Atlantic, it is now pummeling New York and Long Island. And before the day is over, it's going to be bringing some record amounts of snow to southeastern Massachusetts. In New York, officials are investigating the death of one person found dead during the storm. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says it was an elderly woman in her vehicle on Long Island that may have died directly because of the storm, but they're not yet sure.
One of our snowplow operators found an elderly woman who was in her car, thinking that it's probably a heart attack.
Nearly 4,000 flights have been canceled because of the weather, according to FlightAware, and over 500 have been delayed. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop whining. Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
You know what I think we're going to do is the last week of January, Todd and Denise. One of you grab your cell phone out and look up our affiliates. We have three new affiliates, and I had them on my old notes, and I threw those old notes away. And because I want to shout out our first hour, our new – there's three new affiliates this month. Cal, give us an overview, very brief, and tell us
Richard
that
Branson,
I win.
Richard Branson had the temerity to compete with Coca-Cola. Did a lot of things, took a bunch of Coke to Times Square, ran over a ton of Coke and a ton of Pepsi, ran over him with a big tank. Coca-Cola started to take him seriously. Branson said they squeezed him out of the business. I asked if he did so in court. Todd said no. Denise said no. Fred said yes.
I said a lawsuit was filed. I didn't say they were in court.
Okay, well, fair enough. And the answer to that question, is this a case? And those of you who say this was a case, who's that?
Fred.
That would be you, Fred. Okay, well, here we go. Okay.
Oh, man, I went out on a limb. Denise is over there going,
no case, just good old-fashioned hardball business. There was an English woman who worked in Atlanta who told Coke, let me go over there to Britain and get a team on the ground, and we'll solve this problem. So they got over there, went to all the retailers, got the Virgin Cola product taken off the shelves, their refrigerators removed by offering such great terms that Virgin literally could not compete.
Or, Cal, the truth is, well, I better be careful because we're saying it over the air. We don't know this is the truth, but maybe it's a... we're Coca-Cola if you want our product in your store.
Yeah, they were offered, shall we say, unbeatable terms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
We'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
So the smaller retailers, they were offered certain terms and conditions, should we say. Branson has founded hundreds of businesses, and he hasn't shed a tear over any of the failures, but this one really stuck with him.
Like on eBay, can you get Virgin Coke?
I don't know, Virgin Cola. And he said the lesson he learned was this: never go into any business unless you know you are far better than your competition. Mm-hmm. And he said cola was cola, and even though I had a competitive product, taking on Coke was a bad idea. And that, folks, is...
bad idea to take on Radio Law Talk if you want to start, a show. Saying.
There you go.
Bad you guys want to know the score?
Yeah.
No. What?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
Fred and Todd are tied at 14.
Hmm. What?
Cal is really showing a solid 8.
Oh, nice. My gosh. Nice. No. She's wiping the floor with us, Todd.
Next hour, I'm going to take you to a case where a man was convicted of a rape charge and kept him in prison for a long time. So we'll talk about the outcome of that.
Of the appeal.
Yeah, well, of all of that. Next time on Case, or no case, that's next hour.
Yeah, that's meantime, a good one, Cal. Thank you.
Meantime, back to Radio Law Talk.
Right. We'd like to welcome KSWM, 940 AM, Aurora, Missouri, WMAY 92.7 FM Springfield, Illinois, and WKUL 92.1 FM Coleman, Alabama. Yes. Thank you for joining us. Look, a couple of things that we've been sitting here for and talking about forever is this Rust lawsuit and what happened out at Rust. Rust was a show that Alec Baldwin was, I believe he was also a director, wasn't he?
He wasn't the director. He was the executive producer.
Right, producing it. And it was a cowboy western.
And the star.
And he's a star. And it was out in New Mexico. And those of you who don't know what happened, he was using a supposed, gun with blanks. And it went off. And he claims he didn't intend to pull the trigger, but it went off and shot one of the cinematographers. And killed her, hit her in the chest, and then it ricocheted and hit one of the other
director,
and then he in the shoulder or in the arm,
yep.
And he got injured. What a mess going on right now. So the most interesting thing to me is this. Who's standing next to Alec Baldwin, as he, and believe me, we haven't gone over all the facts, but we're taking piece by piece what's going on. And this is the latest this week. And so that's why we have to talk about the latest, because there's multiple lawsuits going on, people pointing fingers, no criminal charges at this point. They're investigating it at this point. But what's interesting, a lady by the name of Mammy Mitchell. Mammy Mitchell was standing next to him, and I don't remember her. She's a script supervisor.
Yes.
What is that, Todd? You've done acting. What's a script supervisor?
So script supervisors, one of their responsibilities is for making sure, when you yell cut and things are the way they are, making sure the set looks the same way where the next time they come back to it. There was a Game of Thrones had a really big one recently where if you go through the show, somebody's supposed to be in this show that's like set in the old, old times, and somebody's Starbucks cup is up on the table. A script supervisor would have figured that out.
Should have figured it out.
Script supervisor is the one that says, okay, when you came in and you delivered this line, you were touching your head. So we're going to redo this scene. You got to be touching your head again. Anytime you see in a show where there's some sort of continuity displacement, script supervisor missed that one.
Got it. Okay, so we know who they are. This is Mammy Mitchell. She's standing near Alec Baldwin when the shot went off, and she sues producers, the company, and Alec Baldwin, claiming assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and deliberate infliction of harm. This is her argument, and she brings it in California. Okay, don't forget this happened out in New Mexico. So the question is, and notice the intentional stuff. So as a personal injury lawyer, I know exactly what they're doing. What they're trying to do is go past the, what is her claim or can be her claim, which is a workers' comp case in New Mexico, right? But what they do is if you show an intentional act, then you can get out of the workers' comp realm. Because, by the way, workers' comp, You don't make a lot of money. You don't get paid a lot in workers' comp to get into what's called a third-party or outside lawsuit because that's called the exclusive remedy. Her exclusive remedy technically should be workers' comp, but they're claiming it was intentional, and therefore it falls outside of workers' comp. So that's what's going on. Mammy Mitchell is bringing this lawsuit. Go ahead, Denise.
And she's represented by the very famous Gloria Allred. And what's interesting about this is they brought it in California, although the injury, the alleged injury, occurred in New Mexico. So California court will have to apply New Mexico law. And under New Mexico law, the workers' comp should apply in this case unless there was a Supreme Court case, a state Supreme Court case out of New Mexico that said unless the act is so deliberate that it can't be considered negligence. So yeah, that's why they're trying to escape. And the reason they bring it in California, in my opinion, is because it kind of takes it out of the stage of New Mexico. They might have a better shot of California courts interpreting New Mexico law a little differently. Right.
So I have a question. This is for you, Fred.
Yeah, I already got answered. I know what the question is. Go ahead.
Well, just with regard to selecting California as the forum. Now, if the script supervisors signed a contract to be a script supervisor on this show, or on the show Rust, and there was a forum selection clause in the contract that designated any lawsuit, anything arising out of anything occurring on the set during your course and scope of your duties, must be filed in the state of California. Could that be a reason why?
Right, because as it stands, without looking at any of the details, this case has to be brought in New Mexico.
Yes.
And that's why, but we don't know all the details. I haven't read those contracts. But, yes, there's an exclusive remedy, or they can, within the contract, say it has to be in this area, right? New York, whatever, in California. Probably this whole script was written and all the work was done in California, probably.
Is this a federal court? Because it could be
The answer is I don't believe so. And the reason I say I don't believe so, because it's they brought a demur.
That's right. And it's not a
civil
federal court.
And that's civil state of California stuff. So demurs are not in federal court.
And it's easy to think that, well, because...
Well,
because
what's a demur?
I can go through that. Go ahead.
Sure. I was just going to say it's easy to say that, because you raised a point there, Fred, it was good, that even though this happened in New Mexico, as you were pointing out, Fred, look, the actual filming of a show represents a small portion of the work done on that show. And with a script supervisor's responsibilities, a lot of that occurred in the state of California if that's where the pre-production stuff was going on.
Right.
And so her contract for employment, most of it probably occurred in California before they went on location to shoot.
Yeah, that's a good point. So what's a demur?
When I come back, I'm going to explain what a demur is and why it is really hard to throw a case out on a demur. We'll be back.
I think I saw that movie, wrong movie. Okay, sorry. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk. I took a shot. It was a bad one. Don't go away. We'll continue in a bit.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. If you're one of those independent...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter if supply lines are down,
product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I like the Amargosa Valley. That is Armadillo.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Talking about rust. We were in the interesting thing. What is a demur? A demur is basically saying to the court, and it's in, based out of California, and all states or most states have the exact same thing. Sometimes they call it different, a different word. But it is, you have to assume everything pled or everything that the plaintiff or the people suing said is true. The court has to say, okay, even though it might not be true, you have to assume it's true. And then if they basically the other side has to prove, even if it's that true, still under the law, the court has to throw it out. So it's very, very difficult to win on a demur, and the odds of winning are slim and none.
I like to refer to a demur as a yeah-so motion.
Yeah, so
what?
Right.
Who cares?
Uniqueness of the demur in California is that it is basically the same as a motion to dismiss, right? So it's all of the other states have that. But in California, you don't have to set out a separate motion for demur and separately from your answer. So in California, you can actually answer the complaint and demur to the complaint at the same time,
right,
which is kind of unique to California.
So anyway, the long and the short is we don't want to get into this boring demur stuff, but what it comes down to is they'll probably, no, not you, all of us we're talking about. Look, the odds of Alec Baldwin getting this case thrown out are slim. Like we said, a motion for summary judgment, which is at the end after you get the facts and you take the depositions and do all the discovery, that's when a motion for summary judgment, a lot of times the courts will throw it out.
And the interesting thing is that, the basis for the demur in Alec Baldwin's case, as his attorneys are bringing up, is they're saying this is a work comp case. This is not a civil case. Interestingly, they're not saying, hey, you picked the wrong forum. You need to sue him in New Mexico, not California. That's not one of the bases they raised. So
that we know of.
That we know of. So yeah. Getting to our discussion, it doesn't appear, based upon what's being reported, that anybody is arguing that they're being, even though the incident happened in New Mexico, that this woman suing him, Alec Baldwin, and the Rust production in California, nobody's saying that that is inappropriate at this time.
But here's the deal. So here's Alec's argument. Number one, don't forget they're trying to get outside workers' comp. Outside workers' comp, you have to show intentional, right? So Alec Baldwin's claiming, look, there's nothing in any of the allegations that suggest anything they did was intentional, right, to commit, you know, harmful conduct, right, under New Mexico law. But the thing is under demur, it's like all they have to do is say there was, right?
Just that's right. Was.
And so that's what I'm saying. Alec Baldwin's, you know, discussions or arguments are probably going to be moot. Alec Baldwin will probably win later or may win later on this. The other thing they argue is that Mitchell, that's the plaintiff, the people soon, conceded that the gun that was being held by Baldwin was not intended to be loaded with live ammunition. So, therefore, you know, there's nothing intentional. It wasn't intended. It's not like Alec Baldwin loaded it himself and intended to shoot her, the cinematographer, right? But they can allege that.
Can they get around workers' comp if they allege intentional acts, not rising to loading the gun or anything, but intentional acts that rise to the level of gross negligence? Does that get them around workers' comp?
The answer is yes and no. Okay. Maybe.
The answer is it looks like under New Mexico it could be.
Okay.
It could be. What I would like to point out is I think that insurance is involved, and I think that defense of Baldwin and the production company is probably being conducted by a Kumis counsel because intentional acts have been alleged. But I do think that this is probably going to fail more than likely on a motion for summary judgment.
Which is the end, after the fact, when you actually get
into the facts of the case. And if there's no dispute as to any material fact, it can be dismissed.
Yeah, and of course you've got a lot of this is posturing. I don't care what anybody says. Here's the plaintiff's lawyer says, quote, the defendants who filed the demur are trying to avoid explaining their conduct before a judge and jury in the court of law. We intend to vigorously oppose their demur, and we believe that we should be allowed to proceed. These people don't want it to go to the jury. You know, it's like, come on, man. This is the standard stuff to do.
I think one other reason we're seeing lawsuits like this so early on, we've got the one from the armorer,
right,
the one who's supposed to look after this stuff. There are a lot of people on this set that are fighting for their careers in Hollywood. If nobody says anything at all, it's very easy to get this stigma. Oh, you were part of the production crew in that Rust thing, and somebody died. We're not touching you with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
And the armorer wants to get out in front of that saying, I didn't do anything wrong, and here's my public fine. I don't care if this suit doesn't go anywhere. I want the public to know what I've alleged, that this is everything that I did, because if I don't, I'll never work again. And I see a script supervisor, given their duties, maybe having the same concern. I want this to get out there so that people know that whatever happened on the set, I wasn't responsible for.
I'm standing my ground.
And yeah, and so this is career survival for a lot of these folks. And again, using the legal world, my conspiracy, using the legal proceedings as a way to further some other non-legal aspect that they don't want to lose in their life.
Right. It's just, yeah, it's perceptive.
So do you agree that if they lose on the demur, that they'll get leave to amend the complaint so they can allege different facts if necessary?
Sure, but this is just an exercise in puffery almost. You know, that's just, to me, it's just like, you know, come on, the demur, move on.
Sounds like you're trying to show your client you're doing something aggressive.
Yeah.
When you may or may not be.
Yeah, I don't, as a plaintiff's lawyer, when they demur, I'm like, come on, stop trying to build a file. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not saying that they have the right to do it, but look, you know, attorneys should be called, okay, look, you're alleging this, you shouldn't be, talk about it, you know. But, you know, most of the times when the court does say, okay, you didn't plead it exactly right, you can go back and replead it right, you know. So it's almost like, come on, guys, this is cut to the chase. But anyway, that's I grew up in Penryn, California, so that's the problem of 600 population, and so that's the way we work things. Here's the thing I want to bring up next. We're talking about COVID-19. We're not going to get into the code. You know, we stay politically neutral, but you got the Supreme Court issues with Biden, which has already come up, and the New York mandate issue also. But here's what I want to say before we get into that. And the laws. We're going to talk about the laws and the issues legally about this. My daughter, my wonderful daughter's in New York. She's there visiting. She had to be there. It was for business, and her husband are there. And I've been in New York a number of times. And New York's got some lovely places. And by the way, my favorite place in New York is outside of New York, New York, because I'm not a city person. I'm a country boy, right? And it's beautiful outside of the city. New York has just got some beautiful country. And people don't realize that there's like farms in New York and really cool looking old time farms. She's like, Dad, this is one of my favorite places, New York. It is so nice walking around out there and the public is, you know. I said, dear, it's COVID time and you're not walking elbow to elbow with everybody. It's funny. She goes, yeah, it's not super busy, Dad. Of course not. It's not busy. Nobody's there. It's just, my sweet little daughter is like, no, go there, you know, 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, when you can't even hardly walk. I'm not saying that's bad. Some people like that, but I'm a country boy, so for me that's just too close. But she's like, man, no, it's not that bad here. Yeah, dear, it's not that bad because the whole basically state is almost shut down. But anyway, I've got a couple of good friends there, and they said it's just, they don't say it's a ghost town, but they said it's just, it's amazing what New York is like. It's just like nobody's out there. It's hardly any.
I remember, obviously, I don't live in a populous anywhere near New York, but I do remember right after the lockdowns first started back in the spring of, you know, late winter, early spring of 2020. And having to drive somewhere to go get food at a drive-through yeah, that's all I did. But just being amazed how normally when there would be traffic, nothing, nobody out.
It was kind of nice. Yeah. It was kind of nice. I know that. I didn't mind it.
It was surreal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife and I had to drive through San Francisco to go to Stanford University Heart Place, and we go down Highway 101, which, believe me, it's always a parking lot.
Yes.
We breeze through there like we were driving down a backcountry road. It was amazing.
That's crazy. And actually, when it started to get busy again, my wife said, I now appreciate, you know, the roads being packed again. We'll be back. We're going to continue talking about this in a few minutes. Hour number two, I think, we'll chat about it. We'll be back.
As Fred gave away, hour number two of Radio Law Talk is coming up at 6 minutes after the hour, either on your favorite radio station or streaming on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Oh, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.